Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Friday. And before we get to the closing, Steve, you wanted to go back to the Would You Rather about the elves.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, this one is Would You Rather as an elf now.
Okay,
as an
now,
elf.
Right, let's stop right there 1 second. We said before, I'm going to step out of this one.
And I see it.
And I'm going to let the two little men on the show.
Junior's shorter than me. So
both y'all shorter than me. So we're going to let the two A&B. Little elf-like people answer this. Go ahead, Shirley. What's your would you rather?
Elf-like people?
Go ahead, elf-like.
Would you rather, as an elf, read all the kids' letters or make all the kids' toys? See? That was
okay,
nice.
Tom, we can two-team this.
Read all
time.
These
okay,
letters from all over the country, all over the world.
Dear Sam,
I have an idea. I have.
I thought you were out of it. Are you out of it?
I can't help it. I can't help it. I got pulled
either
back
you're
in.
Either you an elf or you're not an elf.
I'm not an elf. But as Santa Claus, I think Junior ought to read the letters and you make the damn toys. Because we can get both of these done for these kids.
Trying to help as many babies as possible.
Now, what we not finna do is have these kids not getting their damn letter read.
Okay.
Well, we got two L's on the damn show.
Okay. So
one of y'all can read these kids' letters and the other one get your ass back there and make these damn toys.
Well, what is your big elf ass doing?
I'm Santa Claus.
And there lies the problem. They ain't gonna even get these toys.
So
damn right.
So
what, Junior?
So I'm just saying, so I'm reading the letters. So I take the letters, give them to Tommy. Tommy, go make the toys. Tommy get the toys and you deliver. That's how we working it.
They go get the toys.
That's an assembly line. I like it. Yeah.
We're gonna do our part. We're gonna do our part. They not gonna get the toys. I can
I'm gonna deliver. Have I missed a single Christmas?
No, you have not. No.
Here come Miss Rolls Royce Santa right here in the roll.
Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna be out here in this cold flying all around the world.
That's why I gotta read the letters. Yeah. I know I can't go. That's what I'm I bet not head towards that sleigh. What you doing, Jay? Get back there by the fireplace.
Santa Claus is delivering all his gifts on a Gulfstream this year. And then when I land, I roll up in the Rolls Royce.
Come on, Rich Santa.
Yeah. I'm not going to get on the sleigh. Ain't no windshield on the sleigh. Lips chapped. Trying to land
Rudolph
on these ragged
on
ass
nerves.
Roof. Hope people ain't got no damn chimney. Yeah, see, that's a beautiful thing, man. We got it all accomplished.
Look at it. Teamwork from the elves.
That's right.
Teamwork.
Yeah.
So are we North Pole or South Pole? Which pole we at? We
North.
Okay.
And are you wearing the green and yellow tights with the shoes? With the elves?
I ain't wearing no tights.
Elves wear tights.
You got it.
I ain't that kind of elf.
Wait, whoa. Wait a minute.
What, Santa?
I'm wearing Louis Vuitton.
It's
the same uniform. You ain't got to change. You wear the same uniform, make these toys as you is in that house, in that tree when you making them cookies. You're not finna get out of this. And we're not buying no damn new uniforms.
I'm
not the same uniform you make in the Keebler Elf cooking house. Uh-huh. Is the same suit your ass is going to wear to make these damn toys. Now, Junior, you got to get a new suit.
I'll go get one. Now, matter of fact, Tommy, on your way out the tree, pick me up one, bring it up to the North Pole.
I don't work in a tree.
You wearing them tights and them little curl toe shoes. Why is we in here
arguing
about
that? Those are my favorites. Those are my favorites.
Why do I want to wear some shoes with my toes curled up like that? That ain't who I am. I don't do that.
It ain't what you want. This ain't what you want. It's what you are.
That's him. Like that.
Tommy, look at your outfit. That is.
I'm not wearing that.
You can make cookies in that. Yeah, you can make toast.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Tommy, just pick me up an outfit, lock the tree up, and come on to the North Pole so we can get to work.
So what are we? What's our roles again, Junior? You're doing what now?
I'm reading letters.
You read the letters.
Oh, okay.
From the kids.
Okay. Okay.
I make the toys.
Yeah.
Which is, what are you going to make first?
To Santa Claus Steve, and he drops them off in his jet slash Rolls Royce.
Okay.
You know how many unhappy kids we going to have on Christmas Day?
Keebler.
Did she just show us a picture of the Keebler? I damn sure ain't looking wearing that.
That's the same outfit.
That's the same cartoon artist. That's
it's
the problem.
It's the shoes for me.
I told you. And this is going to be a wonderful Christmas. You know, look, it's amazing.
Yes.
I've always been a proponent of pulling back the curtain. Now y'all know.
Okay. What?
What do they know? This what is do our listeners know?
Now, for the kids that's listening to the show that's on the way to school with your mom and them, now you know it's been Tommy and Junior this whole damn time.
Making toys and reading letters.
Making toys and reading
letters. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah. That's the key. Oh, that's
Merry
the, boy,
Christmas.
That's the
Yeah, have a good one.
And Tommy, I need them extra cookies with the fudge stripes.
Oh, yeah, those are the good ones.
Because Santa likes cookies.
Uh-huh. That's it, y'all. Talk to Santa. He'd love to hear from
you. Write him a letter.
That and send a letter to Junior. Hey, listen, man, that's our show today. Hope you enjoyed it. Laugh and smile, and more importantly, talk to God today. He'd absolutely love to hear from you. Y'all stay in peace.
Jerry Boyd, where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.